You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I hug my mom and my mom hugs me and she squeezes me and I squeeze her back and it's a very loving embrace. And I probably would say that with Riley, I'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
But with Cooper, I don't know when that's gonna stop. I don't know when it stopped with me and my dad. When did I stop calling? When did I stop calling my dad daddy?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
Okay.
Whoa.
Welcome to the evening news.
That was a little bit of a spiky. Am I loud?
Yeah.
Okay. Check, check, check. One. Sibilance. Okay, we're good. What a start. What a start.
Although we're like, we're ready. We're not ready. Okay. It doesn't matter. Where are we going to start?
Britt.
Yeah.
This is the worst start to our podcast in the history of ever.
Etch-a-sketch.
Okay. Let's start. I'm going to start. You don't have an I love you and you're annoying.
No, I don't think so.
I don't have an I love you and you're annoying. 2 weeks in a row. Very proud of us.
I know.
Great job. This whole like talking about it in the moment versus waiting until we record.
It really does.
Very helpful.
It does help us because it allows us to not like build up that resentment.
And Wednesday to Wednesday, because that's when we record is on Wednesdays. That's a long gap to hold on to things.
It is. And it does happen. Like there's definitely times where we're like, you know what? I've been in the position before where we both have, where like we have so much going on that week. And either like I've done something to piss you off or you've done something to piss me off. And like, I feel it. And we both are just like, we don't have time for that this week.
We
don't have time to have the conversation effectively. Yeah. So we'll like store it elsewhere, knowing that it is building. And the podcast, like, I feel like provides a safe space to have it because we're technically live and Jake's here. So we can't get it. I mean, we're pretty honest. Like you would say we're pretty honest. Like sometimes you're like, I don't know what to do here.
It's awkward for Jake.
It is, but it does help. So
Jakey,
maybe this can be like a, you don't have to have a podcast to do it, but just have like, what are those things called where it's like throwback?
Accountability?
No, but like throwback Thursday. We could have like accountability Wednesday or like
those don't
resentment.
Rhyme.
Well, thanks. We got to come up with like an acronym.
Accountability. What's that? Accountability. Not quite yet.
Did you just make that up?
No, it's a song. It's called Responsibility.
Oh my God. I was like, that is so good.
Responsibility. Not quite yet.
But I feel like the term would probably be resentment.
Resentment. Resentment Monday. No. Resentment Tuesday.
No, there's no R's.
Resentment Wednesday.
Resentment Wednesday.
Rare Wednesday.
It's just the Scooby-Doo version.
Okay, so let's dive into this. This is a sentimental conversation. Mm. I think we usually end in a very sentimentalish way, or we end in a fight. But today we are neither going to do both of those. We are going to do neither. What? We're not going to end in a sentimental way.
We're not
going to
do either.
We are not going to do either. And we're not going to end in a fight. Well, sure. Who knows? I certainly hope not, Karen.
The day is young.
Okay.
Oh, so, don't. That's a part of it.
But I'm not. Okay. Anyways. So I heard this thing the other day and I did not know this. We've been to Disney. I went when I was a kid. You went a couple times when you were a kid.
Well, hold on. We went to Magic Kingdom.
And we went to Magic Kingdom with the kids this last year. Years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We went there.
Okay.
So we went there. And here's what I did not know about Disney. Jake, did you know that there is a hug rule at Disney? No, Jake did not know. Mm. And I didn't know either. And you didn't know this either. So here's the hug rule in Disney. And this is the coolest thing. In Disney, when you are a caricature, so whether you're a princess, whether you're Mickey, whether you're Donald Duck, it doesn't really matter. If you're in a suit or if you're pretending to be a character and you work for Disney, mm-hmm. and a child hugs you, you are not allowed to pull away from the child until the child pulls away from you. Meaning the hug lasts as long as the child wants the hug to last.
Some say they're still hugging.
Yeah, some say it's not ever. And so this woman was talking about this hug rule and she sat there and she's recording her daughter hugging Cinderella and the hug lasts so long. Mm-hmm. And she recognized in that conversation or in that experience that she never hugs her daughter as long as her daughter hugged Cinderella.
Okay.
And so when they came back from Florida, their trip to Florida, she experimented and said to herself, self, I'm going to consciously not pull away from my daughter and I'm going to see how long my daughter hugs me. Mm-hmm. And she cried because as long as she didn't push away, her daughter just stayed there. And I'm going to do this with Cooper and I'm going to do this with Riley because I don't realize, and I'm going to do this with you. I don't realize how, like, I love hugging. I like the connection. As we know, I'm more of a touch guy. That can be taken weird.
Cut this weirdly.
Validated. It was. I like physical touch for connection. Uh-huh. But I can say with confidence that I am probably more than likely the one that pushes away from Riley and Cooper before Riley and Cooper push away from me. You, on the other hand, push away from me before I push away. I mean, keep hugging me. But I'm going to be fascinated when the kids come home from school, when I give them a hug or when they ask for a hug or I can tell that they need a hug. I'm going to be fascinated to see how long they hug me for.
I did it with Cooper this morning.
Did you?
It was a very long time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like I was doing my makeup and he slept till 8 o'clock. So I went in and I was like, you okay? Because he usually doesn't sleep that long. So I went in, the room's pitch black, and I just snuggled up beside him. And it was so cute. He like literally was fully asleep, took his hand, and then just like placed it on my face. It was just like asleep. And I was like, oh my God, I could die here. So that would be so tragic. So I just said,
imagine you woke up and you're just,
yeah.
Killed my mom.
I cuddled with him for a bit and then I said, like, you can wake up soon, baby. I'm going to go get ready. So then I went into our bedroom and I started getting ready and he came in and then he's like cute and whatever and came up and he came and sat on my lap. He literally sat there, I want to say for a solid 4 minutes. Like we didn't say a single word and he was just hugging me and I was like, single tear just dropped down. It was so sweet.
Could you imagine, and I encourage all of you, I don't care how young or how old your children are, when they come in and they initiate a hug, don't stop hugging them until they're done hugging. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you will probably feel not so good about yourself and at the same time be like, this is magical. Hugs are magical.
Yeah.
The fact that your kids hug you is magical. I remember, this is a very, not famous, but this is a well-known thing. It's like, You'll never know the last time you pick your kid up.
Oh my God.
Right?
That literally like stabs me in the gut every time I hear that. You don't know the last time's the last time.
You don't know. It just is the last time. And then one day you realize, oh, I haven't picked my kid up in a long time. Oh, when was that last time? And maybe then you will pick them up and you'll be like, this is probably the last time that was, they got really heavy. Mm-hmm. But I look at like my dad as an example of this. My dad and I, as you know, and we've shared this numerous times on the podcast, we're extremely close. Like my dad and I are best friends. And the conversations that we have, I recognize are unique in mm-hmm. that space. And as close as I am with my dad, I hug my dad in a manly, good to see you, nice seeing you.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing you kind of way. I don't remember the last time I embraced my father in a hug, mm-hmm. Outside of like a manly, like pat each other on the back hug.
I hug your dad like that.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Let's see how long you, let's see how
that
long.
That sounds so weird.
You know what?
When you hug your dad, hug a lot.
When you hug my dad next time, just let him hug you until he's done.
Okay.
See how awkward it gets.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
But I look at like, I know for me, I hug my mom. I hug my mom and my mom hugs me and she squeezes me and I squeeze her back. And it's a very loving embrace. And I probably would say that with Riley, I'll have that. Mm-hmm. But with Cooper, I don't know when that's going to stop. I don't know when it stopped with me and my dad. When did I stop calling? When did I stop calling my dad daddy?
Yeah. Bye, daddy.
I shouldn't have looked at Jake. I knew as soon as I asked that. Like,
can you imagine though, the next time you're on, like the next time you're on the phone, you have this great conversation with your dad and you're like, he's like, love you, son. You're like, love you, daddy.
Well, no, the reason I say it is because Cooper calls me dad but and daddy.
The problem is, Rye, is your voice changes when you say daddy. Yeah, like, you're not like, it's not like you kept your voice and the same tone.
I should just look straight.
You were just like, I don't remember the last time I called my dad daddy. Like, yeah. You were like, daddy.
I don't remember the last time I called my dad daddy.
Yeah. It's still wrong. And
you know what? Shame on us.
I know.
Shame on us that it feels awkward. Mm-hmm. And shame on us that we're making ourselves wrong for it. He is my daddy. I can't do it. Dad, I love daddy. You. And you listen to this every once in a while. If you're hearing this, I love you.
I still call my dad daddy.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And it's not weird. Yeah, I know.
And it's okay.
But you're right. Going back to like the issue is that you're right. You don't ever know when it's the last time, right? Like you look at your life with your kids and you don't notice the changes until you look back and everything is different.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's transition this conversation because it's sad. But it's sad and it's a good opportunity for us to discover if you are in a situation where you don't do these things, maybe bring it back in, right? Mm-hmm. Interject it. I am not going to do the daddy thing. I think I'm past that.
I think I'm good.
I'll try it with my dad next time I see him and just see how he reacts to it. In fact, actually on his birthday, because we just celebrated his birthday, my dad's 69. Happy birthday, dad. We just celebrated.
My daddy's 69.
We were out for lunch and we're going to talk about that, but we were out for lunch and I did accidentally call him daddy. But I don't think he heard it and he may have heard it, but he ignored it. And I auto corrected it to something else right after. I remember it because it happened and it was awkward, but it was awkward for me because I don't know if he actually heard me. But anyways, if you did hear me, dad, I did say it. And I'll probably try it one more time, but okay. That's it. Anyways, guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes with an S, juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks.
What? You're not into it? It's not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
So good transition from Disney to Coraline.
Yeah.
Remember that conversation I had with you this morning?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So if you've never seen the movie Coraline, I'm going to give you an opportunity to discover Coraline newly. And
have you seen it, Jake?
Have you seen Jake?
Yeah, animation, like it's Tim Burton. Yeah.
It feels like a Tim Burton movie.
It is.
So I've never actually seen the movie. Brittany, can you describe what the movie is? Because I've never seen it. I've seen parts of it. But as soon as I saw it, I'm like, wow, this is a really good learning opportunity for us, for our kids.
It's honestly one of Riley's favorite movies. Like, she's probably watched it like 20 plus times. So basically, Coraline is a girl who is fighting with her parents. She's definitely not getting along with them. They move to a new house and she ends up finding this like secret passage essentially in her home. So she follows it through and she meets a version of her parents that are like amazing. There's something off about them.
Multiverse.
Well, first of all, they have like buttons for eyes, so it's quite creepy. But they do and say things that are, like, lure her in. Like, everything is shiny. Everything is so much better in this world.
She calls her my other mother.
Other mother. Yeah, the other mother. And everything is like hunky dory. She always wants to go back to this world, but there's a few things that are off. But against her better judgment, she just keeps going back. And then she realizes that the other mother wants her to stay. But for her to stay, she has to do very uncomfortable things. One of them being the other mother needs to take her eyeballs and sew buttons into her eyes. And essentially she like sucks her soul away. It's fucking terrifying. Riley's like, let's watch it again. Anyways,
Cooper is terrified.
Cooper is every scared time, of like, Evan.
Comes upstairs. Mom, Riley's watching Coraline again and it scares me. Can we watch something else?
I know.
So I was watching it and I've never seen the movie start to finish. I've seen parts of it. And then yesterday I watched what I believe was like the first 20 minutes of it. And then today she came back to it before school and I watched another 20 minutes of it, but like probably in the middle of it. I have no idea. I have seen the ending of it. So I know it's super fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So putting these pieces together, Tim Burton made this movie, I don't know how many years ago.
Yeah, it's not new.
But it certainly was never designed or intended to be what I'm about to say. I would like you and I would encourage you guys to watch that movie with your children and use this movie as an example of dealing with potential predators online.
It is. And I honestly never looked at this movie like you did. And it's maybe just like a conversation to bridge that topic. Okay. Because basically the movie talks about these strangers who claim to be people, you know, like it's her parents and they have all of these like fun, exciting, shiny things and their lies to get you to come with them. Right. Like they really are. And because that's a hard conversation to have with your kids. So also, I this is kind of morbid because I do love the movie and maybe this will ruin the movie for your kids. But it is an interesting conversation just to bring up to say, listen, like there are going to be people online that will offer you X, Y, and Z. They'll say anything that they think that you want to hear to gain your trust because that's what it's about. It's about gaining your trust and they'll do it.
And here's the thing. I can openly admit that I believe myself to be a wonderful father. but I am a much better uncle than I am a father.
What?
Here's what I mean by that.
I completely disagree. That's like the weirdest thing you've ever said.
Here's what I mean by that. When I'm with my nieces and my nephews, I am the best version of myself. They see happy, funny, whimsical Uncle Ryan. I'm not whimsical.
No, you are not.
I just needed I needed another word. Okay. And that's the one word that came to me.
Got it.
They see happy-go-lucky, funny Uncle Ryan. And I'm not their parent, so I never scold them. I never discipline them.
That's not true either.
Okay, very rarely do I scold them. Very rarely do I discipline them. I get down on the ground with them. I play. I have fun. I wrestle. I am just, when we're together as a family, it's usually on the weekend. My phone's off. It's not near me. I'm connected. I'm also connected with my kids. They get the benefit of it as well. It's not like I just like shoo my kids away. But they only see that version of me. My children get disciplined by me. My children get scolded by me. My children see me with headaches. My children see me when I'm stressed out. My children see the full spectrum of me. My nieces and nephews see funny Uncle Ryan.
So what I would say is your nieces and nephews get to see the best version of you consistently, but that doesn't make you a better uncle than a father.
Fair. Okay, fine.
That was just such worded weirdly.
I will agree with you for the sake of moving this conversation forward. But
if you could kindly shut the fuck up, that'd be great.
But what I'm getting at is it's easy for people to be the best version of themselves and make the parents look like they're not on the same level. If your kids have a bad day, let's say for instance, we got mad at Riley today. Let's as an example, and she went to her teacher and her teacher was loving and supportive and all of the same things and kept saying to her like, oh, your parents shouldn't do that. Why are your parents being so mean? It's going to be easy for Riley to lean in. And I'm not suggesting her teacher does this, but it'd be very easy for Riley to lean into her teacher or her aunt or her grandparents or anybody like that, or her uncles, or like anybody who's going to validate that we are not who we want to be and that Riley's pissed off and she has every reason to be pissed off and all those things. So when you're online, replace aunt, uncle, replace grandma, grandpa, replace teacher with stranger. Mm-hmm. There are strangers that are out there that will encourage your children to not like you as parents. And by showing them that there's another way that they could possibly live, they feel heard, they feel protected, they feel validated. And the reason we're saying this is because Christmas is coming up. The Christmas holidays are coming up. And with the Christmas holidays gives you probably 2 weeks where your kids are not in school. Mm-hmm. And then they're not in school and you're working. What are they going to go to? More often than not in this generation, they're going to go to video games.
And that's not a knock. It's like there definitely is probably going to be more screen time in the households because you're managing a lot of things. And it is what it is. Like, we all go through it. But because of that screen time, like, I think we just have to do our due diligence as parents to make sure, like, games like...
Get an eyelash.
Games like Roblox is, if you don't know, like, there's a chat feature on Roblox. And if you don't turn that off, strangers, because you play with strangers all around the world, they can talk to your kids. And a lot of people didn't know that. And so there'll be messages coming up and like your kids think it's the character or whatever. And that's how it starts. And I think this is maybe just like a gentle PSA to just be aware of the technology and how it can maybe lure or just be the platform to lure your kids in. So anyways, this is a dark.
And the good thing about Coraline is it actually is frightening.
Yeah, it is scary.
It is scary. And so what your kids get to see is exactly how people can, groom? The people can actually groom them.
And manipulate
them where they feel like it's safe and it's good and it's all this. And then it's really, really, really dark. Mm-hmm. So you have the opportunity to watch Coraline with your kids in the next couple of weeks. It's an opportunity for you to gently present to them that this actually happens in the real world, as opposed to like finding a secret hole or a door in your house. Finding a secret door in your house. Why are you laughing? Because I said the word hole.
Secret hole.
A secret hole. It's my butt. is that why you're laughing? Okay. Anyways, instead of finding a secret passage, that is the internet. And just so you know, Roblox, and I have nothing against Roblox, to be very clear, there is over 300 million active users on Roblox. Not all of them are good. I remember watching.
Well, the amount of adults that are on there is the scary thing.
It's a crazy amount of adults. I remember watching Cooper play the one game. It was the blue, green, orange friends, the rainbow friends. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he's hiding. And this person came into the place that he's hiding. And Cooper, the way you win this game is that you're the last to die. So Cooper wasn't going to leave. He wasn't going to take any risks whatsoever. And so this person came into this hiding spot with him. And Cooper was there for an obnoxious amount of time. Like I said, I was watching him play the game. He's like, watch me play the game. I'm like, play the game.
Yeah.
Play the game. And he's like, I am playing the game. I'm like, you're not moving. Play the game. I'm not going to watch you play this game. I was so annoyed. But this person stayed in the spot with him the whole time and said, do you want to talk? Would you like to talk? I'd like to talk. And I'm sitting here thinking,
is this part of the game? Yeah, because you didn't know.
I didn't know. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, why is this person playing the game?
Is this AI? Is this part of? Yeah, for sure. It's not.
So how do you turn that feature off, Brittany? Just for people who
don't know. You can go into settings and like you can turn off like chat with other players. Like it's very simple.
Take it off.
You just have to go in.
Just take it off. Let the kids play the game. Let the kids enjoy the game like we used to. Not talking to anybody. Just trying to win the damn game. Mm-hmm. Not just hide.
Yeah. How are we going to segue into the next conversation?
Well, here's how we can segue into the next conversation. I don't know, but. Let's have a conversation about what we just discovered with Riley, mean girl Riley. And we got to be careful when we talk about this because guys, our daughter's getting older. Our kids are getting older.
Not mean girl. It's more because we weren't talking about mean girl. We're talking about how.
We're not giving a fuck.
Yeah. So we were noticing like Riley has had some like nonchalant attitude about some things. Like the girl doesn't have a lot of responsibilities. Okay. So.
She's nine. She doesn't need a lot of responsibilities.
No, she's a kid, right? But
she needs to put her shoes on, though.
Yeah, no, but we were noticing that things were compounding. Like she was forgetting her mittens at school, like literally daily. She forgot a pair of boots at school for like 3 weeks. She wasn't bringing her cheer stuff to school. And then we found out that she had this big spelling test. And she brought home the spelling test. And this was, to be fair, they were given the words without any preparation just to see where they were at before the studying started, just to get like basic knowledge. Right. And she did not do very well. And she did not give a shit. She was literally like, I don't care. And we were like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, like it is. I suck at spelling. And we were like, OK. And so I'm like, well, let's work on that. Like, let's do some stuff at home. So we started practicing.
No.
She was like, oh. Like, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you don't get to refuse the help that we're offering you when you come home with that mark. Like, it's unacceptable. And so it was like pulling teeth with her when I tried to help her study for the 3 days. And then we find out that her spelling test is literally tomorrow. Well, this was yesterday. And I'm like, when's your spelling test? She's like, it was moved. I'm like, oh, perfect. I'm like, to when? She's like, tomorrow. Like, giving her less time. And to us, we had to have a conversation because there was things that were compounding. But at the end of the day, we don't expect Riley to get 100% or 90s. Like there's going to be some topics and subjects that Riley just is not very good at.
To be clear, Riley has the same brain that I have. I cannot spell.
Right. And again, we don't care. Like we're happy to help you. What we
hooked on phonics did not work for me.
What we really get frustrated with and what we were frustrated with is that there was no effort. There was a lack of caring. So we said to her, listen, like you come home, say you studied the whole night. Say you're like, oh man, like I don't know any of these. You put in the effort and you still studied and you still didn't do well. I do not care. Like the fact that you were putting in the effort and the processes there and you cared about it. I could not give two shits if you got 20 out of 20 because you cared enough to study and you put the implement. Anyways, we're noticing, I guess this is the segue you were going with like children and then for sure teens, the lack of caring, like the lack of accountability, because it's just kind of like doing the bare minimum we're finding. And I definitely found that when I was teaching high school, like it was bare minimum. There was no accountability and I'm not going to get into teaching. It is what it is.
Oh, you're not a teacher anymore.
No, and I want to reiterate, there's no accountability from the students, not the teacher. But it's really hard to teach these kids when you cannot enforce accountability and responsibility because they just do not care.
I don't know when this occurred because I graduated high school in 2003. And if you missed your assignment, like if your assignment was due on Thursday, you failed. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hand it in on Friday and get a reduced mark. You couldn't hand it on Monday and get a reduced mark. You just didn't, you failed it. Now, and I believe at some point in time, they did that. They just say, okay, listen, if you're going to be late, here's, it's 5% each day or something along those lines. And that's fair. But now it's moved to, as long as it's done at the end, by the end of the year, we will mark it as it was done.
They have to mark it.
They have to mark it.
Yeah.
Absurd. I do not understand the rationale behind that. How on earth does that help children post-secondary?
Yeah.
How does that benefit us as a society to let children dictate when they hand things in?
Well, this will go, we talked, I was talking to my cousin this weekend, and his wife is in school to be OB.
She is an OBGYN.
Yeah, OBGYN.
Current state.
Right. And she is going to specialize in oncology. So she was telling us.
Very fucking smart.
Yeah, she's super smart. But she was telling us about.
She speaks three languages.
Her friend, who is a doctor, who is a doctor as well. And she was saying that this doctor student, like a practicum or a placement, she was like leading her around all day, like doing her doctor duties, teaching, whatever. And then she was said to her student, like, go grab some lunch. We'll meet back here after. The student doesn't return. Okay. And then she gets an email at the end of the day from the student saying, I thought that my skills were better used in the library for research, so I'm not coming back today. Like, I'm sorry. What the fuck? Like, can you imagine if I was in, like, when I went to post-secondary, when I was in university, if I was like, you know what? I don't really feel like doing any art history research right now. I think my skills would be better suited if I was like in a gallery, just taking it all in. So I'm a go. Like my professor would be like, see you later.
That would be literally,
like, you're not getting the mark.
Using your art analogy, which is a brilliant analogy. That would be like you going in and your professor saying, okay, today we're going to work with charcoal. And you say, you know what? I think my time would be better with paint.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too, don't worry. Everyone actually stinks, and it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay, thank you for that. But the best part is, you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi Whole Body Deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
So I'm going to politely fuck this and do this instead.
I'm just going to paint instead because I think that's where my time is going to be better served. And the teacher would have no right to rebuttal.
Like, the teacher's like, what am I going to do? Like, I okay.
There is something that has happened. It's and we beyond. Talk about this on the podcast quite frequently. There is something that has happened in the most recent generation that has just flipped the script in terms of accountability and responsibility to a point where I actually don't think it exists anymore. We were having a conversation about, going back to my dad's birthday, we went to a restaurant. We walked in. Now let me set this up very effectively. We made a last minute decision as a group of, what was it, 12?
Yeah.
Of 12 to go out to a restaurant in the middle of the day. Shame on us. We did not have a reservation. We did not call ahead to secure a table. We knew coming to the restaurant that there's a chance that we were going to have to wait, but we did it.
The restaurant's like literally 4 minutes from where we were. We said,
hey, this is the closest restaurant. Let's go try it. So we walk in and to our surprise, it's empty.
It's 2:30 by
the
way.
It's empty.
Oh no, two.
Nobody there. There's a couple people at the bar. There's one seat that's being sat. And then there's a group of three women that come in right behind us. And the server comes up to us. She also happens to be the hostess. And she says, she counts the amount of people that were there. I think there was like six of us at the time. She said, six of you? He says, actually, no, there's 12 of us that are coming in. She, and I'm not even exaggerating, she huffed. Oh. And I'm like, I looked at her and I'm like, that was strange. And then she said,
yeah, and then you look at me.
And I look at you. I'm like, that's strange. And then she looks and she says, because there's Riley and Cooper. They were the only kids that were there at the time with us. Is it only two kids? And we said, well, no, there's actually seven kids. And she sighed.
She goes, and so we were so thrown off. I said, and you said,
I looked at her square in the face, square in the face.
Yeah. Should we go somewhere else? Like, were we putting out? And hold on. We know that we were entering the restaurant without a reservation. So we said, like, should we go somewhere else? It is a group. Like, here's the opportunity. If you cannot accommodate, we are happy to go somewhere else. Like,
and let's be very clear. At the age of 14, I worked in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I worked in the restaurant until I was 28 years of age. So I have a very, very high listening of the service industry and a ton of respect for people who are in the service industry.
Yeah.
This woman was, and she did say this to us. She said, after huffing and puffing and me literally saying, should we go somewhere else? Like, I was like, am I offending you by being here?
Yeah, it was so uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable. She said to me, no. And like rolling her eyes and like doing this with her eyelids. I don't even know how you do that.
I'm the only one here, so you're not going to get good service.
I'm the only one here, so you're probably not going to get good service. And I was like, now, I've been the only one in a restaurant at closing time. I've been there right when I'm about to leave. And then a table comes in and you're like, oh, my God, I just wanted to leave.
It's the middle of the afternoon, by the way.
But it's in the middle of the afternoon. And it's not my fault that the restaurant cut everybody else and that she's the only and one
there's
on there.
There's nobody else there. OK, but hold on. So through all of these things, we're still not saying shit. We're still like, you know what? Let's still give her grace. Like in my mind, I'm like, the fuck? But verbally, we haven't said anything. And we've been like, we were like, you know what? Like, thank you so much for taking us in. Don't worry about serving us right away. Like, we'll just grab some waters. Like, no rush. We're good. You can go handle them. Like, very accommodating.
By the way, the service was great.
It was.
The and actual that's, service that's the was best great.
Part. We definitely won her over by the end. You were a big part of that. Like I said in the TikTok I made was you really do kill people with kindness. And so here is, I think, what we're talking about in this situation. I am the type of person who will be kind to you until I'm not. Like, I will always show up with kindness, but I will match your energy. So if I show up with kindness multiple times, and I think there was like three strikes where finally I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm kind until I'm not. And that's a personal boundary that I have to put up to protect my peace. And this is what I have an issue with. So I was talking about this on TikTok and I honestly find it so flabbergasting. I'm flabbergasted that people are so quick to defend the attitude of this server and label and weaponize the term Karen when all you're asking for is like basic respect and kindness. And all of a sudden now I'm like, the audacity of me to ask that and put up a boundary is ludicrous. And yeah. I cannot stand when like this generation uses the term Karen just to fit their narrative. I'm not a fucking Karen. If I was a Karen, I would have come in and been like, seat us now. I don't give a shit. No, we came in with kindness, but I'll match your energy.
Yeah. There's this thing. And this is the shift I was talking about. There's this like lack of responsibility. There's this lack of accountability. And there's this like general lack of respect to a point where when you request respect, which used to be a given, now you are labeled as a Karen.
Entitled.
And like, not that I read the comments because you told me you turned your phone off, but you were sharing with me some of these comments. And then Jake was sharing some of the comments. The one thing that drives me nuts more than anything is when someone says, well, it must be nice that you're able to go out and have dinner. First and foremost, it is. It is nice to go out and have dinner, unless it's not. If you don't get the service that you are, and I'm not saying like, Our priorities are like, you have to like serve us. Like, I don't know, like you're at a fancy restaurant. All I request is like a smile on your face. I own a business. If I ever, and let's just be clear, as a business owner, when you own something And a customer decides of all of the competition that's out there, when they choose you and your company to do whatever it is that you and your company do, when they choose you over your competition, there is a gratitude that exists there. It is a privilege to serve somebody. It is a privilege to own a business, to run a business, and have someone choose you and your business. If I ever had an employee that huffed because a customer came in to provide income for all of us in the business that we created, that employee would not be an employee for our business anymore. I know that sounds harsh, but you fight tooth and nail, marketing, socials, all of these things to bring people in. When people come in to give you what you need to make the whole thing work, and mm-hmm. to have an employee kind of like huff and puff, mm-hmm. like that would be a no bueno for me.
The other thing is, this was always gets me, is you never know what people are going through. Okay. That statement can be directed towards the customer. Can you imagine if we all just came from a funeral or a celebration of life and we're last minute just wanted to maybe like, you know, spend some time together, and this girl is like giving us all of this attitude? That pisses me off so much, because everybody's going through something, and that does not give you the right, and that does not justify you to be an asshole. Okay. We all have bad days. Have you snapped on someone before? For sure. But you better check yourself, because you don't know what they're going through either. And that argument irks me so much, because it's only used as a cop out when you're being an asshole and someone's like, well, you never know what they're going through. No, I don't.
Yep.
And I'm not their therapist. And I did arrive with kindness and I did give grace until I didn't.
Yep. And the other thing, and this goes back to the, it must be nice. So, because it drives me absolutely bonkers. I grew up in a world and in a family where it was a privilege to go out for dinner. It was an event to go out for dinner. We only went out for birthdays or massive celebrations. It wasn't a daily thing. It certainly wasn't a weekly thing. And it definitely wasn't even a monthly thing. And the reason for that is because it costs a lot of money to go out. It's always less expensive, unless you live in Southern Ontario, Canada. It's always less expensive to go to the grocery store and make the food than it is to go out to a restaurant. When you make the conscious decision to go out to a restaurant, you know you're going to be paying three times the amount of money to make that same meal. But it is an experience. And shame on anyone for thinking that, hey, just because you're going out to a restaurant, you should be it must be nice. You have no idea. This might be the only time of the year that we even go out to a restaurant.
Yeah, you don't know what people are going through.
You have no idea. We've been looking forward to this. It's my dad's 69th birthday. We all are getting together. We're in the greatest of moods. And we walk in the door to do something that we haven't done all year as a family. And you give us that kind of experience. And I don't know what it is about this generation. And I truly, truly, truly believe that years from now, they'll do enough research to find out that COVID is what fucked everybody up.
Oh, easily. So,
especially this generation this generation of workers. It COVID had to have something to do with this.
Somebody wrote, and I can see by her profile picture that she is of the generation we're speaking out. This is a literal comment, verbatim. She wrote, if you worked in the industry, because in my TikTok video, I said, my husband and I worked in the industry for a very long time. We know that we get it. Like sometimes you're the only one there. It's about delivery. Had she had told us like, you know what? I'm actually the only one here today. Like, do you mind just waiting a little bit? It's about how you speak to somebody. Okay.
Hold on. Huff does not work, no. By the way.
So this girl writes, if you worked in the industry, then you would have known that's her downtime. Yes, it's her job, but 15 people at two. I was like, her downtime? Is this a fucking joke? It's her job. Your downtime is your 15 minute break that you're allotted. Do you think a nurse is like, you know what? You came in with a broken femur. Fuck this. It's my downtime. So you're just going to have to sit in pain because it's not the busy time right now. And I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to fix you. Are you joking?
So let's talk about the industry, because we do have experience in the industry.
I honestly thought that was a joke. I was like, is this satire?
Being the only server at 2 o'clock means you're working a split shift. Split shift means you work the lunch and you work your way into the dinner until the dinner staff is ready to take over dinner, and then you pop out. you are the last line of defense, the only line of defense at 2 o'clock. I am well aware of that.
They probably cut people. Maybe someone called in sick. You're there by yourself.
I am well aware of that. I also know that as a server, your livelihood depends on tables coming in. There, if you really, truly want to be a server in the world of servers, and just be clear, when I started in the restaurant industry, I started as a host. I moved into the salad area. I moved on to the line. I moved into the expediter. And then finally, after years of working those jobs, that also has a lot to do with the fact that you can't serve until you're 19. After years and years of doing that, I finally got moved into a server. And just to be very clear, I was 23 years of age by the time I became a server. Every single person that works in a restaurant wanted to be a server. Why? Because the servers made tips. Servers made tips. They made less than minimum wage and it offset, but it didn't offset. We can all say this. It didn't offset. You were making more money than everybody else in the entire restaurant and your livelihood depended on people walking in the door. Yes. In my head, I'd be like, you fucking assholes walking in on a split shift at 2 o'clock, 15 people.
That's
you
what I said.
Motherfuckers. In my head, of course I'd or say that. You know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't sigh.
Not even in your head. You say that in your head. Then you go back to the kitchen, to anyone, and you say, fuck these guys. Like, that's what you do. You can talk about me behind my back. I get it. But you don't talk to me about that. That's just like across the board. And so everyone's all huff and puffy because we didn't make a reservation. Could we have? For sure. But let me tell you, this is another really good point. Do you know how many places don't take reservations?
A lot.
A lot. And we gave them the opportunity. If they can accommodate, we're happy to go. Like, no
there
worries.
There was four restaurants
literally
within the walking same distance that we could have gone to and wanted to go to. Either way, at the end of the day, if you were the server and you were listening to this podcast, which I don't think you were, no. And I don't think you are, but if you were, your service was phenomenal.
She was amazing at the end.
Thank you very much for the excellent service once you got over the fact that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I will just give you one little public service announcement. Keep your inner thoughts inner and don't huff, don't puff, don't roll your eyes, don't bat your eyes in front of a customer. It doesn't sit well with them. And I will say this, had we not had the amount of experience that we've had in the industry, had we not known that it was 2 o'clock, had we not known that we were in the middle of our split shift, had we not known all of those, I would have been like, where's your goddamn manager? And I would have been a Karen because that performance was unacceptable. And anybody who is coming to the defense of that, shame on you. You're missing the mark here. You're missing the mark.
I agree.
And this generation is missing the mark entirely, whether it's our kid just not caring.
Yeah.
You all caring and caring.
I know.
We should do something. Yeah. We should do something. Anyways, is there anything else you want to add to that?
I think that's it.
Guys. Cheers. I know that there are some people that are, we see it on our Instagram. There are some people who listen to this that are not in relationships, that are not married, that do not have kids, that are younger. And they say, hey, you know, you guys are funny. We still like you. We still love listening to you. Just please. And I have a feeling if you listen to this podcast, you're probably not one of those people anyways.
No.
But no. If you are, or if you know those people,
some self-reflection.
Just tell your friends, like, stop being a dick.
Cheers.
Cheers. Peace out. A-Town. Boop, 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 boop. Aside from my soul.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists,
owners of The Therapy Group,
and hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week, we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout,
making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how.
And work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.